Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenatti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenatti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is expected to represent himself in the case after U.S. District Courts Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Medical bills are getting harder to pay. Tim Berg reports.
A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tokyo could still cancel the Olympics. Dan Naraki reports.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elders on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market in California. I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine. Been around for 17 years. And for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, the media continues to be the propaganda arm of the left, and not just the left, but the White House. I mean, this is how bad and pernicious this has become. The former Michigan State Senator, candidate for governor, who worked for over 20 years in the private sector in engineering and management on cutting-edge programs such as the International Space Station, and he worked on virtual reality training systems for the Department of Defense, is with us, Patrick Kolbeck. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, it's an honor to be with you, Bill.
Well, Patrick, this is unhinged. I mean, what we're seeing right now before our eyes, I mean, the Biden administration is really Obama on steroids when it comes to rewriting the rules and laws. I mean, forget about a pen and a cell phone. I mean, this is unbelievable what they're doing and how they've joined this cabal shoulder to shoulder and back to back with, you know, the media channels, social media and legacy media.
Well, Obama pledged the fundamental transformation of America. And what we're seeing right now is a battle between those who want to continue that transformation and those who want to preserve all those noble, true, excellent, praiseworthy. And they need propaganda to win on their transformation because it does not play well in Peoria. When people know what they're up to, it doesn't work.
Well, it didn't work even in the primaries, Patrick. This is the thing that blows me away, is that even in their own primaries of the party, the Democratic Party, what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest of them were trying to sell to their own party, they could only garner about 30% approval. And so this is what's such a ruse that, you know, here it is. They end up winning the general election, supposedly. I put an asterisk on that because I'm sorry. I still believe that we need to be better consumers of the evidence. And maybe we'll finally one day figure out what the heck happened in 2020.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's what I've been focused on for the last 9 months. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was actually at the TCS Center in Detroit as a poll challenger, right during all the infamous pizza box up on the window scandals and all the 3:30 a.m. deliveries on the back of unsecured ballots. I'm telling you that there's a lot of meat to the bones of this election fraud claim, and I've actually been working very hard to go off and try to capture that for everybody and package it in a way that people can understand, because it was so systemic, it was so outrageous, that it's tough for a lot of people to get their arms around it.
Well, Patrick, I'll ask you the same question I asked Mike Lindell over the weekend. Who orchestrated this? Somebody orchestrated this, because you don't get, you know, five precincts or five election board areas or, you know, in swing states all shutting down at pretty much the same time. Somebody made the phone call and told them to shut down.
Well, I think that's why you're seeing a push for forensic audits all across the country. And you're seeing what I call the coup crowd pushing back on this by withholding information such as the routers from Maricopa County. In Michigan, they're going through and wiping all the ICX machines. They're removing the batteries from them, which ostensibly preserves the volatile memory that contains the server connections that they have that tell everybody where they're communicating this election information to. Who are they sharing this information with? And I'll tell you, if you want to look at what information they're trying to keep from us, it's all the electronic data
exactly. That
is telling us who is coordinating this. So if you get to that electronic data, you get a better clue as to what's happening in regards to this election. I can tell you what happened in Antrim County. In Antrim County, we, under the guise, in the midst of the investigation of Matt DiPerno on behalf of Bill Bailey, they discovered that there was an embedded 4G wireless modem sitting on the motherboard in an ESNS 200 machine.
And when and Dominion had insisted there was no internet connection with the Dominion machines, right?
Well, this is a different. This wasn't Dominion. So there's three electronic voting systems in Michigan: ESNS, Hart Systems, and Dominion. It was in Antrim County they used Dominion machines, but as part of that exploration, what they were doing is because we couldn't get access to the data that we needed in Antrim. They kept denying us access to that information, just like they're doing in Arizona, just like they're doing everywhere else. But we had a friendly clerk that got us access to one of the voting machines that was from ESNS. And when you pop the hood on it and look in the chassis on the motherboard, the same clerks who were told that there was no connection to the internet because there was no USB modem inserted or that there was no Ethernet cable plugged into the back, into the LAN card, that same clerk, when they opened it up, was surprised to find out that there was actually the equivalent of a smartphone embedded on the motherboard inside. So as soon as you powered on that machine, it was communicating to the world. And in this case, they actually traced the traffic to servers in Taiwan and in Germany.
Exactly. Well, according to Jovan Pulitzer, and he was showing a schematic of the activity, this data activity that was coming in, and it looked like Iran, Russia, and particularly China. But you're saying Taiwan.
Yeah, well, I mean, in this specific instance, it was there. I mean, when you actually look at the data that Mike Lindell had, and I was actually in the middle of his documentary, The Absolute Proof.
Yes.
If you blinked in the middle, you probably would have missed me on it. But my key connective thread was when I went at the TCS Center in Detroit, my focus was on chain of custody, particularly around the vote tally. I wanted to understand their communication network because my background is a bit of an IT geek. So I'm a certified Microsoft small business specialist. I did cabling design space station. I've routed a few cables in my life. And so I wanted to find out how are they transferring the data from the tabulator scanners, the tabulator workstations to the adjudicators and to all points north, including New York Times and all these other election data aggregators.
Right.
And they swore that it was not connected to the internet. And I can tell you firsthand evidence, these machines were connected to the internet. And so why would they hide that? Who are they trying to protect in that context? Or is it that they just didn't know? That's a concern too, because we are trusting election officials to secure the integrity of our elections. If you can't keep these things on a local network without connecting it to the whole wide world via the internet, you have not secured our elections, and we've seen what happens with the Colonial Pipeline. We've seen what
yes, exactly.
All these cyber. CBS News just had a breaking news a couple days ago saying Chinese cyber attacks threaten the security of big companies, cities, schools. Good thing that none of those things are involved in elections, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and this is Mike Lindell's point, and I think you would agree that our election, we were cyberly attacked, during our election. I mean, because as he said, you can't do this. You can't manage this much data, through a machine, right?
Exactly. And Mike Lindell is exactly over the target with his data, and he's gone off and double and triple checked the information, and he's going to be having a cyber symposium coming up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota here in a couple of weeks that all the people who doubt this information can come on in and look at it for themselves.
Yeah, he says 72 hours. This is going to be a marathon of evidence that's laid out. And when we come back, I want to talk about these data packs that he was able to get from all 50 states. I mean, this is one of those things that Dominion or whoever else was orchestrating and participating in this fraudulent activity. Boy, we've got some, we've got some powerful evidence here that's going to be, exposed to everybody. Stay tuned. We've got more coming.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, welcome back. We got to jump back into this. We got so much to talk about with Patrick Colbeck as we're looking at, what happened. I mean, that's the question that I'm hearing over and over again. I just got back from California here in Florida now, Patrick, and that's the consistent question. You know, what? I mean, people are still dazed and amazed. They just cannot figure out what's going on. I mean, And then you put on top of it all these crazy policies and, COVID and, we've got variants now that is you know, opening up the possibility of more lockdowns. We got an open border, migrants coming in into the country with COVID, and the military now shipping them into the interior. It's like, what, this is madness. I mean, who's running that operation? Are we talking Governor Cuomo all of a sudden has been sent to the border, and now we're going to send all these infected people into high-risk areas, you know, aimlessly and without any kind of consideration of people's health? I mean, this is insane.
Well, if you're wondering who actually is running it, I mean, there's a lot of people that are trying to claim credit for it, right? Remember that Molly Ball article from
yes.
Time Magazine highlighting that indeed was a conspiracy? And she points to the Voter Protection Program. And if you go to their website, they had a pretty exhausted set of contingency plans around what would happen if the election didn't go their way and ways to secure it so that it stayed their way afterwards. So, there is a conspiracy. Who exactly is at the front? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to try to claim that. But ultimately, once we complete these forensic audits, if we have access to these communications, because it has to come up to some sort of a central communication authority, if we can get the data around these IP addresses and around these communications, now we're going to start piecing together exactly where all this data converges to, and when you do that, you can find out who's calling the shots.
Patrick, how powerful are these data packs that Mike Lindell has?
Well, that remains to be seen. However, I'm told that they actually contain the vote tally increments, and this is so difficult because they've got over 32 terabytes worth of data, and it's the equivalent right now of them sifting through a 32 terabytes worth of shredded paper coming out of a paper shredder, right? First thing you got to do is resequence them, and then you got to decrypt them because these are actually encrypted, and then you got to figure out, well, what's this communicating with? What kind of devices? And so that'll tell you a little bit of what the instructions that are inside of that mean. So there's a lot of work that goes into this, and it's just it takes time, unfortunately. But I'm told that it's vote tally changes, but I have a feeling there's probably some instructions in there as well. I'm particularly looking for any SQL scripts that are in there, and SQL is the software that's used to manage the databases, because we have seen the installation of non-certified software in pretty much every single state that we've looked so far that allows for direct manipulation of the vote databases and also, by extension, the poll books and the qualified voter files as well. And my suspicion is that that's being used as a way to get around any sort of log traceability, et cetera, and allow them to hide their trail. So I'm kind of curious to see if there's any SQL scripts.
Yeah, and the thing is, again, in considering all this, you know, we talk about chain of custody. You know, the chain of custody, just in the most basic of ways, is compromised, even though it's so profuse and can be overwhelming. I mean, just, you know, kind of the mere idea that the chain of custody was compromised, doesn't that invalidate the count as they presented it? Or shouldn't it?
It should.
Yeah.
It should invalidate it. If you're in a criminal court case and you violate the chain of custody around evidence, what happens? The judge throws the case out, right?
Right, exactly.
And same thing should happen in the whole purpose of canvassers, which is what the Board of Canvassers in Michigan are responsible for certifying the election. Their whole job is to go off and demonstrate that the election procedures were followed accurately. That's another word of saying, another way of saying that the chain of custody was verified.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I can tell you, I mean, I've been doing my best to try to package what happened in the 2020 election into what my former mentor and colleague, State Senator John Papageorge, who was a West Point grad, he used to say, Colbeck, you need to put this into a bumper sticker.
Yes.
And it's tough on this election fraud, just like you highlight. There's so much going on, but here's my best shot at a bumper sticker.
Okay.
And we have evidence, and you can see all this evidence at letsfixstuff.org. We have evidence of chain of custody violations, statutory violations. I mean, by my count, at least 15 Michigan state statutes or laws were violated. At least 3 federal laws were violated in the last election. We've got evidence associated with that. We've got constitutional violations, and we have what you've been alluding to, which is an influence operation. They're deliberately suppressing and censoring the evidence and access to this data, and that's part of what, in military parlance, is an influence op.
Exactly.
Chain of custody, for me, is the most important part, because if you can't maintain that chain of custody, you can't demonstrate that this is a valid election. And there's four key links in that chain of custody. There's a qualified voter file. That's a statewide voter registration database saying these are the people allowed to vote. Mm-hmm. There's the poll books, which are precinct-specific extracts of that statewide database. That's what the poll workers use to determine who gets access, who doesn't, to a ballot and cast it. They use it to verify their identity. Then there's the ballots themselves, and then there's the vote tally. All four of those are critical. If you break any one of those links, you've broken the whole chain.
Right, exactly. And so are you seeing evidence where, again, this is all part of the chain of custody, right? So, and you're seeing evidence where that was violated either in one, two, or maybe all avenues of the chain of custody principles, right?
Yeah, and you can go right through it on my website. I provide for each one of the bullets that I highlight on a palm card I hand out at events. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those bullets is associated with one or more pieces of sworn affidavits or evidence or analyses or exhibits in court cases that support that assertion. And people can read it for themselves, make their own determination, see if I'm just putting aside my real life here for the last nine months for nothing, or whether or not there's something to this that we need to go off and address.
Exactly. Well, you know, Patrick, again, you know, on behalf of the American people, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, especially for us and the listeners of our show. They know it's all about pursuing the truth. I mean, this is the basis of a constitutionally, morally justified country, a democratic republic. And if we compromise the truth and our morality, I mean, here, this is why you've got the country in such chaos right now. All these things that are exploding right now across the country, you know, the crime rates, our immigration policies. I mean, at every turn, I mean, it is it's disgusting what's happening. But it's because we've untethered ourselves from the rule of law and even more so the very core of morality. And then the difference between right and wrong. I mean, it's all confused right now. People are not sure what's right and what's wrong. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, when you were growing up, that you would think at this point in time in your life here in the United States that we'd be so confused that, you know, we don't even know that there's
only two sexes. Right?
Well, exactly. I mean, people are being shot. I mean, there's a 1 year old child being, you know, she's got a bullet in her head right now. And in Chicago, because of all this crazy gun shooting, and it's just, it's the people that are holding the gun. I'm not, you know, I'm a Second Amendment right guy, and but it's the people themselves. I mean, this is, we've got to really do some serious soul searching and look back when we made the wrong turn and have found ourselves in this position right now where up is down and down is up.
Well, this is just what happened when you try to fundamentally transform America. Mm-hmm. They tried to chop us off at the knees with all of our traditional values. And I was involved in the Michigan Social Studies Standards development, and I got engaged because what they were putting forward was complete indoctrination in our schools. And I said, listen, we have to come up with standards that are politically neutral and accurate. And I'll tell you, they couldn't even agree on what the term core values was for us as Americans. They refused to, they could, I mean, that's when you know you're in trouble, when you're trying to teach your next generation of students what are the core values of America, and they refuse to go off and recite the principles in our Declaration of Independence.
Right.
So well, this is an issue.
And no wonder, according to a survey here, we got, 36% of the kids hate America? I mean, who told them to hate America?
Well, in our classrooms. There's no doubt about it. That's what I was fighting against in the curriculum. It is all about progressive indoctrination. And one of these days, if you ever have a longer time for a longer segment, we can delve into that. But this is where they're changing it. It is inside our classrooms, and parents need to stand up and wake up. I mean, critical race theory is finally getting addressed, I think. And I think there's a lot of people that are
really... Patrick Colbeck, thank you.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over for $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenetti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenetti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenetti is expected to represent himself in the case after U.S. District Court's Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, I got a special treat for you. We have Rabbi Yehuda Glick and his wife is joining us. They are here in America from Israel, and his wife's name is Hadas Glick. And let me say welcome and shalom to the rabbi. And Hadas, good to have you here with us on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good.
Right next to me, and really, it's a real privilege to be on your show.
Well, the privilege is ours, Rabbi, you know, to have you and your wife here, and we're going to be talking about some things, but just real quick, only because it, you know, people are going to hear Israel, and there was breaking news this morning about Ben and Jerry, I mean, you know, complicating their product and ice cream into politics. I mean, you know, do you have a statement? Do you have a response to what they're doing?
Yeah, that's according to the news that the Ben and Jerry's are in front of Ben selling their product in Israel, and I can just tell them that we don't like the flavor of anti-Semitism. It really doesn't it's not the kind of flavor we're going to buy, and we're against any kind of racism, whether it's against the blacks or it's against the Jews or it's against anybody. So if they're going to ban Israel, they're going to be banned. And we the state of the people of Israel have been lasting for 5,000 years, and we're going to last without Ben and Jerry's or with Ben and Jerry's. And we believe that eventually Ben and Jerry's will understand that it's better for them not to go with a hate propaganda and rather sell the ice cream. Otherwise, as they say, ice cream, and don't scream, and we won't eat your ice cream.
They can always
always be welcome in Kfar Saba. That's a city in the middle of in the center of Israel, where my grandmother, after the Holocaust, my grandmother and my grandfather opened up a store, which is a little factory, makes the ice cream right there on the spot. Everyone's welcome.
So yes. We have
it's great called, ice cream. It's called Penguin.
Penguin Kfar ice cream. Hadad's grandparents had the Penguin ice cream in Kfar Saba, and we could survive without the Ben and Jerry's.
Well, Hadass, I got to tell you, I have an old mentor who was famous for saying, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competitors. And we're certainly thankful for a God that we serve, you know, who brings this out. I mean, I'm really, you know, shocked because I thought, aren't Ben and Jerry, aren't they Jewish?
Yes, they are.
They are, but sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes the biggest of our enemies are anti-Semites.
If I'm not mistaken,
There's a lot of pressure from different. It's a lot of pressure they've had from Arab BDS propaganda. Sometimes some liberals who support the BDS. I know. In the past, we had other companies that tried to ban parts of Israel, and it's not going to work. I hope so, because you know the truth is pretty funny. Because if they ban selling ice cream in Judea and Samaria, but you know what's going to happen? The Israelis in Judea and Samaria can always buy ice cream all over the country. The Palestinians who are living there can't buy it anywhere else. So if they ban selling ice cream in Judea and Samaria, that the ones who are going to lose is actually the Palestinians. So it's really just a lot of propaganda, and we're going to overcome that one. But
The
big Israel have bigger obstacles in history.
Yeah, without doubt. Well, and the thing is, the response here in America has been very quick. I mean, there are businesses and retailers who said we're no longer going to be selling Ben and Jerry products. So this they're going to feel an immediate impact for this kind of decision. And go ahead.
Now, we're very thankful for our good friends around the world, and we know that we're not alone, and that's a big difference ever since the establishment of the State of Israel. The words of the prophets are coming out of the book, materializing, becoming a reality, and Israel has the best of allies around the world, especially in the United States of America.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, we've been standing on the show with Israel, you know, always. You know, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible tells us to do that. And we know where this is all heading. And, you know, we're coming to a point here. You know, people have been talking about globalism. And I say, well, don't fret over this movement of globalism because, in the final chapter, we will be in a one world government with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Right.
One world, one God. That's where.
Amen. Yes, exactly.
As part of our service of that one world, one God, bringing a real message of a revolution in the name of God, we in the Shalom Jerusalem Foundation have partnered with Amitim, which is the Israel organization for young widows and orphans. And as you know, the Bible again and again calls upon us to support the orphans and the widows. And Hadass, who has established the Israel organization for widows and orphans, young widows and orphans, and we at shalomjerusalem.org are really now in the campaign for supporting, and that's what we're here in America for.
Exactly. Well, Hadass, was this one of those 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, words from the throne room of God that we needed to turn our hearts and focus? I mean, he's told us repeatedly that he definitely has a heart for widows and orphans. But what motivated you to really get behind this and to develop this new NGO program?
Well, it's very simple. You know, the best stories come from personal stories, and that is my case. I was 29 years old when my husband passed away at a very young age and just dropped dead. It's like it was just like that overnight. Mm. And I was left with 4 little kids. The oldest was 7. The youngest was 7 months old. And I had to survive. I had to cope with, he was a lawyer, but he just opened up a practice, a personal, independent practice. Mm-hmm. So we just started. We just started our life, and I ended up with nothing. And four kids, nothing. We got to take care of everything. And I'm here I am, a happy person, and I have to keep it all up. And I have to take care of both the income and the house and the children and everything around it. It was way too much. I survived. But all I survived was to tell everyone else, listen, people, it's impossible. It's impossible to go through this life as a young widow with little kids. It's just too much for a young person. And as a society, and today at my age, my little one is 20, mm-hmm. And I, you know, all those years, I haven't said a word, and usually we don't, and that's why nobody hears us. No one talks about, but we don't, we either we're ashamed or we tell ourselves, oh, you gotta be a ninja, you gotta be a superwoman, you gotta do it. No, we don't. Society has to help. You're not allowed to leave us alone. You're not allowed to let us go by without anyone coming and helping. And as an organized help, not here and there if I'm lucky and I have a good neighbor. No, I want you to come and help me in a very organized way that I will get all I need and all the tools that I need, and my kids will get all the tools that I need, and then I will not have to, like, survive all these years, but I will be able to bring up the kids, because though my husband passed away at a very young age, and though my kids will never know their father, will never remember their father,
yes.
Don't remember their father, have no clue what a father means, and it's like a person that doesn't have a leg, and he doesn't know what a leg means. It's so horrible, but society will know how to give us that, those tools and that hand and that help. And so now I made up a whole model, a whole plan of how to help young widows with kids, with little kids. What do they need? How does it work?
I want to break that down on the other side of the break when we come back. Hadas, the name of the program is AmitSim, right?
Yeah, AmitSim is acronym for young widows and widowers and young widows and orphans in Israel. So it's basically Almanot Yetomim Tzeirim. So it's the same as
means the brave, the courageous.
Right.
So it's an acronym and it's a word, and it really is the revolutionary project. Never like that in the world.
We've got more from the rabbi and his wife after this.
Your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
There
reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the American-born Israeli Orthodox rabbi, candidate for president of Israel for 2021, chairman president of the Shalom Jerusalem Foundation. We're talking about the new NGO program, Amitzin, and how we can pray for the Israeli widows and orphans, and the latest announcement that Jews can now pray at the Temple Mount if quietly. Hadassah, I want to, you know, bring you back on here first to, finish out the explanation of Amitzin and what you're doing. I mean, you're here in the United States to bring awareness to widows and orphans. As you said, your personal story is quite the testimony for all that you went through, and you saw and witnessed firsthand God's deliverance and redemption, you know, for you and your family. But you see so many others that, need the hand of God, and they need we need to be God's hands and his eyes to address this issue, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It is up to us to be the messengers. It is up to us to go and fulfill those verses. And those verses are very specific. They say feed them. It says sustain them, not just feed them, got to sustain them. Mm-hmm. You have to make them happy. These are all very high words. People just withdrew from them because they're like, I don't know how. I have no clue. How do I do it? And the truth is that I look at the people around me all along those years, and I feel like, you know what? We were right. Nobody told them how to do it. Nobody explained to them what is it that young widow with young orphans need.
And here I want to say what Hadass is doing is really a revolution, because we hear a lot, let's support the orphan. Okay, we send money to an orphanage somewhere in Africa. No. But the Bible doesn't talk about an orphanage. The Bible always talks about a widow and an orphan, meaning strengthening that family that
yes.
went through this crisis.
Because the Bible likes family.
And what Hadass is saying is what we're doing in Amitzin is strengthening the family, giving, because the source a blessing to a child is through his surviving parents. And when I say, the Bible says, go ahead and support the orphan and the widow, I'm talking to every one of the people listening right now. When was the last time you embraced an orphan and a widow? And here you have opportunity. You can go into shalomjerusalem.org, shalomjerusalem.org, and embrace them as a family, give them strength. And believe me, Israel is like a laboratory. We're going to take this project to the entire world. We have already established three centers like this, where the orphans and the widows come. will help him in the house. But again, not as a replacement of the parents, but as a support to strengthen the parents so that the child knows that his support comes from his surviving parents. And
exactly.
One of the things the Bible tells us that it says, God says to Abraham, you will be a blessing to the families of the earth. We're living in a time where family values are falling apart. And God says, you want to build my temple? Build the most sacred thing in the world, the homes, the families. We strengthen the families. We will be part of building the palace of the Lord himself, the holy temple in Jerusalem.
Amen.
And this whole thing is through strengthening the orphan and the widow. And so when we call every one of you listening right now you can go into shalomjerusalem.org. You can be a shield of a young orphan and widow or widower, and we will give you an honorary metal shield as a symbol that you are a partner. We don't want you to just send a check and go and say goodbye. We're not looking for donors. We're looking for partners.
Exactly.
Raising God's kids. God says, I am the father of orphans, the protector of widows. You become a partner with God. Go into shalomjerusalem.org.
As a family, a lot of people don't know. There is something that's lacking out there. They don't know the part of it. The two main problems. And the very, very first one that we all get as young widows with young children is, first of all, the communication, it gets ruined. Between the mother and the children, the communication between the widow and her family and the deceased family and the neighbors and the people at work. And the communication is just going down the drain, and we all try to play as if everything is all right and the same, but it's not the same. And we need to help the communication build up, get stronger and understood. So people will, a child, an orphan child, when he feels that nobody understands him, Lord knows where he can go. Lord knows what can happen to him because he feels that nobody understands him. He lost a father or he lost a mother. That is the most horrible thing anyone could ever happen to him at a very, very young age. His identity is all questions, one big question, and nobody understands him. And the whole concept of communication needs help. We have it all planned out. And the other thing is that people don't realize little young children and young little women or young men, the first thing that come in straight out as soon as they get widowed or orphans, they have like the scared death from death. It gets into their mind, gets into their thoughts, it gets into their whole being, and it's a known thing in the academy. People, psychologists, they all talk about it. But do we do anything about it? Do we do anything about it? Did we ever do anything about it? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. And with this is where Ami Team comes to. And they say, and we say, we'll take upon ourselves to raise this whole concept of chain of drop-in centers for special, for young, and made, tailored, made for the young widows and widowers with young little orphans, families, to give them the tools and the support system that they need.
Bill, thank you really so much for allowing us to raise this topic, and I really want to call out to all the people who are listening right now. Go in to shalomjerusalem.org, sign up for a recurring partnership with the Shalom Jerusalem Foundation for the Amisim Project. You can do it a monthly support, a small amount, just $100 a month or $25 a month, whatever you decide to be part of. It's really partnering with God. God says
exactly.
He is the encourager of orphans and widows. And Bill, you're taking part in a major, major revolution in the world, because that's what we're going to do. We want to leave the orphans at home, and the home will be a happy home.
Yes.
We'll bring joy and strength to these families.
We have a lot of projects, and part of them is a clown doctors. Part of them are helping with the homework at home, not in the schools, not in the libraries outside, but at home. We're bringing them into the house. We have like a whole long list of projects, little projects within one big plan, and we're giving them basically one word. We're giving them shield. They lost their shield.
Yes.
And we're giving them back a shield. We can never give them back their mother. We can never give them back their father. I remember when I was young and everybody told me, oh, your kids need a father figure. Oh, you got to get married. Your kids need a father figure. You can't let those kids. And I saw other widows getting married, and not necessarily was a father figure, and the kids were like running around and trying to find themselves because they didn't like for this guy to be their father figure. So we can't force a kid a father figure. Yes. Only a father is a father. Only a mother is a mother. It's irreplaceable. Never, never, never.
The but only we thing can strengthen the family.
We can give them shield.
Well, and that's, this is what this is about, Rabbi. I mean, I can see that what you and Hadass are doing here is going to really set a precedent and be a blessing for people around the world, to strengthen families. And I mean, to give them a plan. I mean, because like you said, you know, Hadass put it so plainly that, widows and orphans, I mean, suddenly they're out there and then people don't know how to handle it. How do they serve them? And the fact of the matter is that when you are working with God to be a blessing, then you yourself are blessed in ways that you can't even imagine.
Yes,
exactly.
It says right there, Hashem, God is promising every single person that will help the young widows and orphans will be blessed. It's not me. It's not anyone. It's straight from God. Straight from heaven, pouring on the people that are helping the young widows and the orphans. The only thing is that nobody knows how to help them. And
we
come here and say, like, we build up a plan that is made for Western society where the orphans and the orphanages are in their homes. And it could be an orphanage of one orphan and a widow, and it could be an orphanage with four, like mine, and could be more, whatever. But it's set and made, tailored-made for the Western world from God's word to today's life.
And you should know that the Bible and the Ten Commandments, the center of the Ten Commandments is respect your father and mother because that's the source of blessing. Mm-hmm. And in Exodus 22, God warns if you oppress and you forget the orphan and the widow, God warns, I'm going to punish you and your children will be orphans and your wives will be widows. And God says again and again, don't forget. In Deuteronomy, it says you come to the temple. He said, God, I did everything with all the fruit you gave me, and I did not forget the orphan and the widow because we tend to forget them. So I really want to, first of all, as you can hear, I'm the luckiest person in the world. And now Hadass and myself, we were both widows, and we're both happily married today. Today is our anniversary. Exactly.
Well, congratulations. Oh, happy anniversary. Mazel tov. Yes. Oh, awesome.
2 years, 5 months, and 20-day anniversary. Tomorrow we have an anniversary for 2 years, 5 months, and 21 days. So we're very lucky. And I want you to understand, husband and wife is really a blessing, and there is a source of blessing to others. And you, every one of you people listening, can go into shalomjerusalem.org, and you can be a support and strengthen an orphan and a widow, an orphan family by partnering with this wonderful thing. I believe it's going to go on throughout the world because the society is going to know we cannot forget the orphan thing.
Exactly. We got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda Glick and Hadass. Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment.